It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the WTIC Sunrise Special for this Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. As we begin our Sunrise Special brought to you by Awaken, or not Awaken 180, but rather Between Rounds Bagel, Deli, and Sandwich Cafe. Meteorologist Bob Cox is with us in the WTIC Weather Center. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Morgan. It's a clear and cool morning across the area. A lot of temperatures in the 50 to 55 degree range and a number of spots also down in the upper 40s. As we go through the day today, you know, take a look at that bright gibbous moon in the western sky, too. That'll be up there till 9:30 this morning when it slips below the western horizon. And it'll be replaced by plenty of bright sunshine during the morning hours. And then after that, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds during midday and this afternoon. I think most of the state will remain dry today. There's maybe a 10 or 20% chance for an isolated shower to pop up somewhere, but I would expect at least 70% of the state to remain dry. And we'll see high temperatures this afternoon in the 70s with a light northwest wind at about 10 to 12 miles per hour. Currently 48 degrees in North Granby and Barkhamsted. Hartford temperature 55 at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. Thank you, Bob. That's meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Bob will be back with us around 5:11 on WTIC with more on our latest forecast. The third night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago brought out numerous Democrats in support of Vice President Kamala Harris, including former President Bill Clinton.
When she was young, she worked at McDonald's. And she greeted every person with that 1,000-watt smile and said, "How can I help you?" Now she's at the pinnacle of power, and she's still asking, "How can I help you?"
Harris is going to speak tonight at the convention. Political analyst Larry Sabato feels that among all the issues in this year's election, there's one that needs addressing the most if she's going to stand out against former President Donald Trump.
If she doesn't engage with the economy, she will probably lose the election.
In a post on Truth Social, former President Trump posted a photo of a handwritten letter from Oprah Winfrey that says in part, "Too bad we're not running for office. What a team," as she thanks him for comments made about her. Oprah spoke in support of Harris Wednesday night and against Trump. The cleanup and recovery from the catastrophic flooding from earlier this week in Oxford, Team Inc. and the American Red Cross were on hand Wednesday to give help with cleanup kits, food, and other essentials to those still reeling from the devastation. Norm Plute of Seymour says that it appears that he'll have to start all over again.
I'm lost for words. I lost everything, pretty much. I got insurance coming out. Nobody has flood insurance.
And he spoke with Channel 3. A number of GoFundMe pages have been established to help those in need. WTIC News Time is 5:04.
Hi, Don Cussin here. With summer travel upon us, before you hit the road, have your car or motorhome checked out by Cussin Automotive. When was the last time your vehicle had a thorough inspection and not just an oil change? Your tires, what condition and how old are they? Your cooling system, what condition are your belts and hoses in? Are your brakes ready for a road trip? What about your engine? Is it running at peak performance? Based on the price of gas, be sure you optimize your fuel mileage. So before you head out, do it right with Cusson Automotive.
Cusson Automotive.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
WTIC News Time is 5:06 as we continue with our WTIC Sunrise Special. Good morning, everybody. Key mediator Egypt is expressing some skepticism about the proposal meant to bridge gaps and ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas. More details about the proposal have emerged a day before negotiations are expected to resume in Cairo. The challenges around the so-called bridging proposal appear to undermine the optimism for an imminent agreement that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken carried into his latest Mideast visit this week. The White House says that President Joe Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday, but there were no immediate details on what was discussed on that call. What to do about cell phones in schools here in Connecticut? The state's urging local school districts to consider their guidance. Connecticut's Department of Education's issued a position statement and policy guidance on the use of cell phones in grade schools. It breaks down general recommendations that would have cell phones removed from elementary and middle school students with more privileges for high schoolers, but noting that they would still be more restricted in those upper grades. Among recommendations outlined in the plan, the state is also asking families to model a healthy relationship at home when it comes to the use of screens and social media. The concerns are that if students continue using their phones regularly at school, they'll miss out on learning and developing social skills. Governor Lamont wanted the matter to be addressed in a legislative session earlier this year, but after it failed to gain any traction there, he ordered the Department of Ed to take matters into its own hands. Later today, Hartford area families are invited to an event to help children get ready for the start of school next Tuesday. The Urban League of Greater Hartford is holding its annual Back to School Community Day. It's the 10th year they've done this, says the president, David Hopkins.
We have a lot of community partners, volunteers who join us to collect supplies and provide community resources for the families so that our kids can have a backpack full of things that they need to have a great start to the school year.
In addition to the free backpacks and school supplies, Hopkins says that there will be health and voter registration information as well. The event starts at 4:30 and it goes until 7:30 at the Urban League of Greater Hartford offices on Woodland Street. Market futures we see are just a little bit higher as investors await comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell later this week in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. They'll be made tomorrow. The Dow is 42 points up in its futures. S&P 500 futures are about 5 points higher. NASDAQ futures timid as well, 6 points up. WTIC News Time is 5:09 with meteorologist Bob Cox next.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, if you're over 40, we got to talk about lower testosterone.
Lower testosterone impacts millions of guys, so it's important you know the signs.
Like feeling lower energy levels or libido, losing muscle, or being out of shape.
So, what can you do? That's where Nugenix Total T comes in. Nugenix is a testosterone booster that can help guys get back to how they felt before lower testosterone.
And right now, you can actually get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix to try.
The fact is, lower testosterone doesn't go away without doing something about it. And Nugenix could be the help you need to trim up, stay lean, and get back the energy you used to have.
Text CAR to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text CAR to 369-369. That's CAR to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With tens of thousands of satisfied patients across America, it's no surprise QC Kinetics gets five-star reviews.
I'm feeling on top of the world because of QC Kinetics.
I'm able to do the things that I wasn't able to do for a long time.
I can recommend them highly.
I would recommend QC to anybody.
QC Kinetics has changed my life.
I couldn't believe it. I honestly was skeptical, but the pain went from a 10 to a 0.
Real people with real lasting relief from joint pain.
QC Kinetics regenerative medicine is regenerating me.
It was super successful, and I recommend everyone seek out QC Kinetics as an alternative to surgery.
This non-surgical approach is definitely the future.
I tell as many people as possible. I am an ambassador. I love QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in advanced regenerative medicine. No drugs, no surgery. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the seafood counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark. I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y's seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nellie's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. But let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
WTIC weather.
WTIC News Time is 5:11 as we continue with our sunrise special. Meteorologist Bob Cox is with us here in the WTIC Weather Center. Bob, how are things looking at the moment, and where are we going from here?
Morgan, we've got clear sky across most of the state, a little patchy cloudiness in portions of western Massachusetts. I'm not seeing any fog from the satellite in space, and none of the airports are reporting any restriction of visibility at this time. So if there's any patchy fog out there, it's probably fairly localized. And we'll see a nice sunny sky to start things off on this Thursday. We still have this mid-level low pressure area near us over New England that's going to continue to lift to the north today. So it's going to lose a little bit of its influence on us. And the result is I think we'll see a somewhat higher percentage of sunshine than yesterday, but still a mix of sun and clouds after the sunny start. And a lower chance for a spot shower later today. Yesterday, a number of towns saw a shower pop up. I think there will be fewer, if any, today. In fact, I would expect at least 70% of the state to remain dry, but there is maybe a 10 or 20% chance that a isolated shower pops up somewhere this afternoon or evening. Otherwise, we'll see generally mostly sunny conditions with a few clouds mixing in. Highs in the 70s today, northwest wind at about 10 to 15 later. And then tonight it quickly becomes clear after dark again. Low temperatures in the 50s. Friday, mostly sunny, very pleasant. The high around 80 or maybe in the low 80s. Still pretty comfortable humidity with dew points in the 50s and low 60s. Friday night, it's dry. It's clear to partly cloudy. Maybe some patchy fog developing. Lows 56 to 63. And the weekend still looks warm. Mostly sunny Saturday. Highs in the 80s. Partly sunny Sunday. Can't rule out a shower or thunder shower late Sunday or Sunday evening. And temperatures again getting into the 80s. Right now it's 55 at Bradley, 52 in Willimantic, 61 in New Haven, 50 at Oxford, and the Hartford temperature 54 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, thanks, Bob. That's meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center, and Bob will join us again later in our Sunrise Special before it wraps up at 5:30. Both of Canada's major freight railroads come to a full stop because of a contract dispute with their workers, an impasse that could bring significant economic harm to businesses and consumers in Canada, and also here in the U.S. if those trains don't start resuming soon. Canadian National and CPKC Railroads both locked out their employees after the deadline of 12:01 this morning passed without new agreements, with the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference that represents some 10,000 engineers, conductors, and dispatchers. Business groups are urging the government to intervene, but Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's declined to force both sides into arbitration yet. The railroads offered binding arbitration and said that the shutdown would end if the union accepts it. India's prime minister is set to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a historic visit to Ukraine tomorrow. The trip comes a month and a half after he traveled to Moscow to hold talks with President Vladimir Putin there. Officials in India and Ukraine have said that the visit is going to be focusing on boosting economic ties and cooperation in defense, science, and technology. But analysts say that the visit also reinforces India's neutral stance after what's been seen as a lean toward Russia. South Korea and the United States are holding large-scale joint military exercises this month. And today, the South also conducted a drill to simulate what it would do in the event of a nuclear attack by North Korea.
A siren was the pre-warn signal for a 20-minute civilian drill aimed at limiting the potential damage of, say, North Korean missiles firing upon Seoul. Across the nation, people were asked to take shelter. Those in cars were asked to pull over. A rare standstill for a nation that moves at a rapid pace but lives under a nuclear threat from the north.
Reporter Alex Jensen was among those taking cover in Seoul. And there's a new eye-opening report on baby food. We get that from correspondent Jim Krasula.
Nearly two-thirds of baby food products sold in U.S. grocery stores are unhealthy. That's according to researchers at the George Institute for Global Health. They looked at some 650 infant and toddler food products sold in the top 10 biggest U.S. grocery chains. 70% failed to meet World Health Organization protein requirements, and nearly half exceeded total sugar recommendations. 20% exceeded recommended sodium limits. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
WTIC News Time is 5:17 as we get ready for our morning sports with Matt Royce. Then we'll go through our Connecticut lottery numbers. And then meteorologist Bob Cox will wrap up our sunrise special with our extended five-day weather forecast. It's all on the way.
Hi, I'm Jerry Puglia from Between Rounds Bakery Sandwich Cafe. While my brother Joe is busy making our awesome Between Rounds bagels, and yes, we are still making the jalapeno cheddar bagels you love, my job is to keep our customers informed. But first, a warning, beware the brain freeze. Reintroducing for a limited time only our Between Rounds frozen caramel latte with a kick. The kick is a shot of espresso to keep you going. Delicious, smooth, flavorful, with a shot of caffeine topped with whipped cream. What an afternoon treat. Drink it slowly, avoid the brain freeze, wait for the kick, then get ready to go, baby, go. The Between Rounds frozen caramel latte with a kick. Visit BetweenRoundsBagels.com to order online and for franchise information. Between Rounds in Vernon, Manchester, South Windsor, Tallinn, and East Windsor at the Farmtown gas station, 148 North Road. We'd love to see you.
Ben, though it really does go without saying, practicing better medicine almost always means better outcomes for patients. And if you suffer with erectile dysfunction, you certainly want a good outcome. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And because we do practice better medicine, we're the leader in treating men's sexual health issues in the Northeast. ED is a terrible condition. It causes stresses in relationships. It creates anxiety and undue hardships on a man and often on their partner as well. Yet many men suffer for years without seeking treatment. But I want to tell you today that you can be free of ED. Seriously, if you're like most men, the treatment treatments we offer at Northeast Men's Health will work for you. In fact, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means you can likely enjoy great sex again without the stress that ED can create. You might even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So call us. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
I'm Brett Director from Connecticut Lighting Centers. Looking for a new ceiling fan? Connecticut Lighting Centers has you covered. Over 180 ceiling fans on display and hundreds in stock ready to go. From modern to classic, you'll find the perfect fan to complement any decor. Let our trained ceiling fan experts help you select the perfect fan for your home or business. Connecticut Lighting Centers, with showrooms in Hartford and Southington, or online at ctlighting.com, featuring Hinckley.
We know life gets busy, but seeing a primary care provider regularly is essential to your health. Trinity Health of New England's primary care providers offer comprehensive preventive care, from regular checkups and screenings to addressing health concerns, all to help you stay healthy and get more out of life. Making an appointment is easy. Call 1-833-CU-NOW. That's 1-833-CU-YOU-NOW. Or visit trinityhealthofne.org/primary care.
Hey, Tom Shattuck here with a new opportunity for you. The 20-pound summer slim down with Awaken 180 weight loss. Dropping 20 pounds before summer ends. Cruising to your goal of 30, 40, 50 plus pounds down. It's simple. You take the few last weeks of summer, eating, drinking, enjoying the weather, but the difference? You're doing it with the 20-pound summer slim down. But Tom, summer's almost over. Well, that's the point. The pounds melt off fast with Awaken 180. I dropped my first 20 in less time, and that easy 20 propelled me to reach my goal of losing 80 pounds. Think about it. You're about to slide back into the same old fall routine with the same old mindset. No, mix it up. Live up the rest of your summer while dropping your first 20. Then jump into fall with a whole new groove. Yeah, I said it. You'll be saying it too in just a few weeks from now. 20 pounds summer slim down with the solution for weight loss. Make your consultation now at 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Hey, it's 5:22. Good morning. We'll start with the rubber game in Houston yesterday afternoon between the Sox and Astros. It was a tie game in the second. That's when Seydon Rafaela stepped into the box with one man on.
The 1-1 is drilled high and deep into left field. Alvarez at the track, at the wall. It's off the wall. Wong is at third. It goes past Alvarez. Connor comes home. He will score. It's a wall ball double for Seydon. And the Red Sox lead it 2-1.
RBI double for Seydon Rafaela makes it 2-1. He would hit another RBI double in the seventh. And, he's been very impressive on the defensive side as well for the Red Sox. The Sox used 7 pitchers yesterday to close this one out, but solid pitching all the way through as they combined for 9 strikeouts. Sox take 2 of 3 out of Houston, and they'll return home now to Fenway to face the Arizona Diamondbacks beginning tomorrow night. Alex Cora, pretty happy with the road trip.
We have a good team. We know we do. The cool thing about it is, like, they don't get caught up on the whole thing. You know, they're humble. They're hungry. We're going to enjoy the off day tomorrow, and we got a really good team coming to Fenway. Different kind of brand. I mean, very similar to us, you know, so it should be fun.
Sox and Diamondbacks start their weekend series again tomorrow night. For the Yankees, they got some pop from the big boys last night against the Guardians. Juan Soto hit the first pitch he saw in the first inning. over the center field wall for a two-run homer. In the third, the Yankees up 2-0 there. Aaron Judge stepped in and did what he does.
High fly ball, right field, going back Noel on the track at the wall. He's done it again! 46th home run, a two-run blast. It's 4-0 Yanks.
At 378 feet for his 46th homer of the season. And now in the seventh inning, up 7-0. Judge stepped in the box, and again, same story, same result.
I'm sick of hearing it.
Driven deep to right. Oh, he didn't. Yes, he did. Another one. He goes the other way. Two home runs for Judge. 8-0 Yanks.
47th of the season. There goes over the right field wall. On pace for 60 now. He could make a run at his own record. Yankees win this one 8-1. Aaron Boone, a pretty big fan of getting to watch Judge and Soto play together.
Obviously, they root for one another. I think they really appreciate each other. One right-hand, one left-handed. They are different in how they do it. And I think they have an appreciation for one another. And I think they like doing what they did tonight together.
Big game for Nestor Cortez as well. He went 7 full innings, allowing 3 hits, striking out 4. Bullpen needed that rest for sure after the extra inning game the night before. Rubber game is this afternoon at the stadium. Garrett Cole's first pitch at 105. Yankees also placed Luis Gil on a 15-day IL due to a back strain that he has sustained in game one of this series. Yanks can thank Jesse Winker for getting them back in first place last night. The Mets sent Jesse Winker up to pinch hit in the bottom of the ninth in a 3-3 tie with the Orioles yesterday. He did what everybody dreams of doing in that situation.
3-2 from Dominguez. And Winker strokes one deep left center field. Back goes Mullins near the wall.
Second walk-off homer in the ninth in the last 3 days for the Mets against the Orioles. Solid win for them. The Mets go from east to west now. They'll start a series with the Padres tonight at 9:40. The Yard Goats played a 5-inning, 58-minute game in New Hampshire last night. It's official, though, and they walk away with a 1-0 win over New Hampshire. They have a couple more up there before heading back to Duncan Park next week against Binghamton. Got a couple football games on your TV tonight as Week 1 quickly approaches. The Colts and Bengals will face off at 8 o'clock tonight on Amazon Prime Video. And also over on the NFL Network, the Chiefs will host the Bears. That one kicks off right around 8:20. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson limited in practice yesterday due to general arm soreness. He'll take a day to relax and get back to it. And the Broncos have their guy ready. Rookie Bo Nix will be the first rookie Bronco quarterback since John Elway to start Week 1 when the Broncos open up in Seattle on September 8th. And finally, WNBA last night, the Atlanta Dream beat the Phoenix Mercury 72-63. Minnesota shocks Vegas 98-87. Tonight, Amazon has the Liberty hosting the Dallas Wings. That tips off at 7. Tomorrow night, the Connecticut Sun do return home to Mohegan Sun to face Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky. Pack that house tomorrow, CT. Obviously, can't get 19,000 in there, but there's no reason why a Friday night primetime game against one of the league's best rookies can't be a sellout. Come on. That's 527. That's your morning sports. We'll head back over now to Morgan Cunningham. He has last night's lottery numbers for you.
Our cash five numbers, Matt, are 7, 15, 30, 34, and 35. Lucky for life, 9, 16, 26, 42, 45, and the lucky ball, 11. Play 3, 9, 3, 3. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
2 and the Wild Ball 6. Play 4 night, 9, 5, 8, 7 and the Wild Ball 7 are drawing for the next Mega Millions worth $527 million. Connecticut Lotto, $5.5 million. Now, that jackpot tomorrow night as well. And the Powerball, which drew last night and is up again on Saturday night. We see the numbers for the Powerball, 27, 31, 33, 38, 67. And the Powerball 3, estimated jackpot, climbs a bit higher to $34 million.
WTIC weather.
Now our extended five-day forecast with our friend meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Morgan. Same basic weather pattern as yesterday, although the low pressure aloft will be lifting up further north today, so it'll lose a little bit of its influence on us. And it should be a halfway decent day today and very nice for Friday and Saturday with a warming trend. Yesterday at Bradley, we had a high of 77 degrees. That occurred at 3:29 in the afternoon. The low was 52 and the average 65. That was 7 below average for the day. Bradley was not one of the locations that had a shower yesterday, so they reported zero rainfall. The monthly amount remains at 4.72 inches. That's 1.7 inches above average. And so far this year, almost 38 inches of precipitation at Bradley, 37.99 to be exact. That's 8.64 inches above average. Normal high and low for today, 83 and 61 degrees. We're still a tad below average with the forecast highs today. The record high for today's date, 93. That was set back in 1916, 108 years ago. It was tied in 1976 and also tied 4 years ago. Record low is 41. That was set in 1982. Sun comes up at 6:07. And goes down at 7:40 this evening. Our forecast calling for bright sunny skies to start off this morning. A mix of sun and clouds by midday into the afternoon. A couple of towns might see an isolated shower. I only give it a 10 or 20% chance at best. I think at least 70% of the state remains dry today. Highs be in the 70s with a light northwest wind at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. It should feel quite nice to be out there today. Then it becomes clear tonight, lows in the 50s, mostly sunny Friday, highs around, if not into the low 80s, 80 or low 80s, maybe low 80s in the Hartford area Friday afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy Friday night, maybe some patchy fog late, lows 55 to 63. And the weekend starts off Saturday, mostly sunny and warm, highs getting into the mid 80s. We're back in the mid 80s Sunday, but it's partly sunny and there's a chance for a shower or thunderstorm by late in the day or Sunday evening. Also, the chance for a couple of showers or a thunderstorm or two as we get into Monday and Tuesday. And we'll see somewhat higher humidity developing, too, as we go into early next week. High temperatures in the low to mid-80s Monday, around 80 Tuesday. Right now, it's 54 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
For these stories and more, go to WTIC.com. This has been the WTIC Sunrise Special for this Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. And I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News.
broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios. This is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Of a good life, whether right or wrong, makes us want to stay for a while.
Was it the sax player who passed away from Dave Matthews?
Yeah, I think so.
He was so good.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, everybody. 5:33. I'm a mess, just so you know. We had a, I don't know what my problem is. I don't know if I'm anxious about Annie leaving. I've just been grumpy to everybody.
Mm.
And we had a going away thing with our, I don't know if, what you have a dynamic. We have one family that we're especially close to. Like they have four kids, similar ages, parents, like-minded. Spent a lot of time with them during the pandemic. Sort of forged a bond. And they want to do a little going away thing for my daughter last night. Yeah. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to have a beer or two. So I'm a little tired this morning. And yeah, so I'm taking tomorrow off and taking my daughter to college. And it's not like the thing I need to be very clear, like millions of people are doing the same thing. Like what I'm doing is not unique or it's special, but it's not unique.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody goes through it. It's just the first time for me. And I'm just sort of trying to figure out. I don't know. I'm just in a weird place. That's all I'm going to say.
I think it's going to hit you.
I'm probably going to cry.
Yeah.
And I mean, I cry at commercials. So, I mean, I cried at...
I'm the same way, though. Yeah. I'm the same exact way.
Did you see Governor Walz's son last night?
No.
You of all people should check it out. He's got ADHD and anxiety, but he's nonverbal.
Yeah.
And he has some challenges controlling his emotions. I'm going to cry. And whatever you think of politics or Walz or Harris or Trump or Vance, it's not what I'm talking about. So he was talking about, Governor Walz was talking about, you know, having a family. And I don't know what the details are because there are some people on the right that are pushing back that his story isn't accurate. But they had to deal with IVF to have children. And they just talked about it. And the son, who's nonverbal, Ian can't control his emotions. He just gets up. He's a teenager. And he just mouths like, that's my dad. And he's
crying. Oh,
he's
the best.
And he's crying. And it's just like, oh. I mean, I don't know. It was a lot. So that's on my mind. We have, you know, there's some serious issues here. You know, there's, and it's tough because I won't get into it, but like we have competing media entities, right? There are people we compete with. But what happens when one of the other entities is doing a good thing? So one of our competitors, and I found a way to do it, I think, properly. So there's a softball game, I think, at Duncan Park to raise money for Aaron Pelletier.
Yeah.
And so State Trooper Major Duva is going to join us to talk about it. And I think it's important enough to talk about and promote. I don't care that, I mean, I wish we were doing it, but we're not. And so what? I guess. Is it going to get me in trouble? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, it's for a great cause. It's going to be at Duncan Park, where we love going.
And a lot of people we know are going to be, I mean, like local, like, you know, like Tabucky Jones, remember him from football. Mm. Ashley Battle's going to be there. Tom Thibodeau's going to be there. And it's on, what is today? It's the 22nd, so it's going to be on Saturday at Duncan Park, and all proceeds go to the family of Aaron Pelletier. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Dennis House is going to be in the house because he also, and again, you know, he, Denise DeCenzo tragically died, and he was so close to her, the longtime Channel 3 anchor, and they have a, they start a foundation in her name and her memory, and they have a golf tournament coming up for her. And I also want to talk about Oxford with him, you know, and who he's having on the Sunday show. You know, Lamont got the Declaration of Emergency designation from the president, so that's going to come in. There's going to be federal help to help the people affected by the rainstorm the other day. What that means, and a little more to talk about on that. Sean Scanlon and Mark Pasniokas will join us from Chicago. I only saw a couple of snippets of Clinton. His voice is kind of gone. And I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, he's sort of faded. Maybe it's all the linkages to Epstein, and I don't know. But, like, he just seems really compromised.
He's like 70 also.
He's older.
He's like 78?
Yeah, I don't even know how old he is.
I think he just turned 78, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, I mean, he's older. I mean, he's older. And
yeah,
plus,
he's 78.
That job ages you like nothing else, too. Yeah. And he did 8 years of it.
He did. Although, you know, you contrast it with Obama. And I also want to talk, I can't do it now, but this Little League coach with Aaron Judge, did you read this?
Yeah.
What a joke. I think generally, I have a lot, and I'm not going to get into it because I want to wait for later. Because I think in general, I think professional athletes need to connect more with kids and with people, but you're going after the wrong guy.
Yeah.
You're just going after the wrong guy, and you sound like a jerk.
And from everything I saw from that game, the Yankees, all they did was hang out with the kids, and all they did was...
I mean, Jazz Chisholm alone should have made it fine.
He sat in the third row and bounced around the stadium as his team was playing on the field.
Yeah, he went on the team. But a bunch of stuff. So I want to get into that. The Board of Education passed some sort of rules or guidance on cell phones, which I think is I've had to think about this a lot. I think is a little off the mark, actually. And so we'll get into that, too. So a lot to talk about here as we get you through.
I want to talk more about the Connecticut Sun as well, because...
You got some thoughts.
I really do, especially after hearing the audio from Dejanay Carrington.
Oh, was she on fire?
Yesterday, and it's absolutely true. Like, this game was not planned last week over at TD Garden.
Oh, she's mad about the promotion. She's mad about the promotion.
There was absolutely no promotion, and it was... The game was on Twitter. Why was that not on ESPN? Right. I don't understand.
Well, it's weird because when you contrast it with what they're doing with Caitlin Clark and pushing that and all the money they got in their TV revenue, why wouldn't you want to? So maybe they purposely didn't. I don't know. We'll talk about that some more, too, for sure. Dejanay Carrington obviously was ripping the WNBA. Let's go to Mark Christopher and the Brown Pandeers and Scott Traffickson. And then the Red Sox, who I gave up on, go and beat basically the best team in baseball 2 out of 3. And if they didn't blow all these stupid bullpen games, they might have gone 6-1 on this bleeping road trip.
Earlier in the years, the defense, their record when they did commit an error in the first half of the season was amazing, but they committed a lot of errors. Now, since the All-Star break, they can't keep the ball in the ballpark. But nice win yesterday. Very nice win. Must have been a good flight yesterday going back to Boston. Right.
Be like Wade Boggs when he drank like 37 beers on the flight.
37 beers and chicken and...
He's probably hanging out with Clinton too.
Right. Interns everywhere. It was crazy. Good times. I wish I could get my voice back, but it's just not coming back, guys. I'm 78 years old. Give me a break. I'm going to turn it over to Mark Christopher now and the Brown Pandaris and Scott Traffic Center. Good morning, Mr. Clinton. Good morning, everyone. If you're heading into Hartford right now, 8491, Route 2, 291, and 384 moving very well. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury's okay. 84 and 8 to the Mixmaster in construction. Seeing some delays out in Danbury right now. 84 eastbound between exit 8 and 9. Also, some slow traffic. 8 northbound in Derby up by exit 16. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
We've kind of been in a blocked weather pattern the last couple of days, and today we see similar setup with high pressure over the Great Lakes and low pressure aloft to our north. That low is going to continue to gradually lift up to the north today, though, so it will kind of lose some influence on us. We saw a number of towns with a shower that developed yesterday in the afternoon and evening, Other parts of the area remain dry, and I think even more areas will stay dry today. I would think at least 70% of the state will be dry, but there might be one or two isolated showers that pop up later today. I would think there would be less activity than yesterday, though. Otherwise, we start out bright and sunny this morning. We'll see a few clouds mixing in by lunchtime and this afternoon. Should be a pretty decent day. Highs be in the 70s, northwest wind at about 10 to 15, low humidity. Dew points mostly in the 50s, so it'll feel good to be out there. And for most of us, it's a dry day. Tonight becomes clear, lows be in the 50s, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Clear to partly cloudy Friday night, maybe some patchy fog developing late tomorrow night, lows 55 to 63. We'll start the weekend off with mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures on Saturday, highs in the mid-80s. Sunday looks partly sunny. We might see a shower or thunderstorm around by later Sunday into Sunday evening. That's a maybe, not a definite. Highs will be in the 80s. The humidity will be coming up a little bit into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with dew points getting well into the 60s. Monday and Tuesday, there's the chance for a shower or thunderstorm both days. Highs Monday will be in the low to mid-80s, around 80 degrees for a high on Tuesday. It's another fairly cool morning. 47 degrees right now up in North Granby. Let's see, we've got 49 degrees in Plymouth. Over in Hebron, it's 49 degrees. And the Hartford temperature right now, 54 at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, if you're over 40, we got to talk about lower testosterone.
Lower testosterone impacts millions of guys, so it's important you know the signs.
Like feeling lower energy levels or libido, losing muscle, or being out of shape.
So, what can you do? That's where Nugenix Total T comes in. Nugenix is a testosterone booster that can help guys get back to how they felt before lower testosterone.
And right now, you can actually get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix to try.
The fact is, lower testosterone doesn't go away without doing something about it, and Nugenix could be the help you need to trim up, stay lean, and get back the energy you used to have.
Text CAR to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text CAR to 369-369. That's CAR to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to How to Retire with Fuchs Financial.
The main thing for the majority of the listeners out there who are approaching retirement is I don't want to be surprised.
Helping you build, preserve, and manage your wealth.
You've got Roth IRAs, you have individual accounts. Finding the right taxable strategy, that's going to be huge for you.
Tune in to How to Retire with Ben Fuchs. Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
5:45. Yeah, like Brian just said, the Sox going to Houston, and they beat one of the game's best teams, a 2 out of 3, a solid win yesterday for Boston, 4-1, capped off by David Hamilton, solo homer here in the ninth.
2 down, top 9, 3-1 Red Sox. The pitch is crushed high and deep into right field. It is out of here. It's another ninth inning home run for David Hamilton. Insurance in Houston, and it is 4-1 Red Sox.
Yeah, I capped it off there. They closed it out, and the Sox will walk away with a 4-1 win and a take 2 of 3 in Houston. They return home now. They're off today. They'll get going tomorrow night back at Fenway with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Again, it's about a 7:10 start tomorrow night. For the Yankees, they got some pop from their big guys last night against the Guardians. Juan Soto here in the first inning after Gleyber Torres got a base hit.
High fly ball, deep center. Thomas back. Still back on the track at the wall. See ya. It's a new career high. 36 home runs, and it's a 2-0 Yankee lead.
I mean, career high in home runs. Like, does it with the Yankees?
You still talking about the contract?
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
You gotta get Alex to do that one.
That's from Rounders. You don't know anything about that yet.
They're looking at a Rounders 2, by the way.
I know.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. You got to see the first one first.
I know.
Aaron Judge hit his 46th and 47th homer of the season last night. He's on pace for 60 right now. Could make a run on his own record. Yankees win this one 8-1. Nestor Cortez, solid game as well. Went 7 full, allowing just 3 hits and striking out 4. Garrett Cole's first pitch today in a rubber game is at 105. Yanks also placing Luis Gil on a 15-day IL due to a back strain. Yanks can thank Jesse Winker and his walk-off homer in the ninth, his pinch-hit walk-off homer in the ninth, as the Mets walked off the Orioles for the second time in a three-game set. They're winning 4-3 yesterday afternoon. Mets will go from east to west now. They'll start a series tonight with the San Diego Padres right around 9:40. The Yard Goats played a 5-inning, 58-minute game in New Hampshire last night. Of course, the one day that they're actually on WTIC on our air, not on the stream, they choose to play a 58-minute game. It was official, though. They walked away with a 1-0 win over New Hampshire, so that's solid. I got a couple more up there before returning to Duncan Park next week against Binghamton. A couple football games on your TV tonight. The Colts and Bengals face off at 8 o'clock. That'll be on Amazon Prime. Also over on the NFL Network, the Chiefs host the Bears. That one kicks off at 8:20 if you're interested in preseason football, which I don't know why you would be.
Why would you be?
The Broncos have their guy. Rookie Bo Nix will be the first rookie Bronco quarterback since John Elway did it to start week one. They named him the starter. It will start in Seattle on September 8th for the Broncos. They could fit his whole name on the back of his jersey if they wanted to. B-O-N-I-X. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. Final WNBA last night, Atlanta Dream beat the Phoenix Mercury 72-63. Minnesota's got a good team, and they beat Vegas last night 98-87. Tonight, Amazon has the Liberty hosting the Dallas Wings. That tips off at 7. Remember, the Connecticut Sun actually play at Mohegan tomorrow night. They welcome in Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky. Mm-hmm. So it's a good primetime game, 7 o'clock tip.
See how many people show up.
Go to the casino afterwards. Go to the game first. That's how it usually goes, right? 5:49. Let's head over to the Brown Pain Dearson Scott Traffic Center. Check in with Mark Christopher. Mark.
All right, Matt. Thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning, everyone. Well, if you're heading into Hartford right now, overall, we are looking good. No problems on both sides of 84 Farmington to Vernon, 91 north and southbound doing well. Cromwell up into Windsor Locks, 291, 384, no issues. 2 westbound in great shape. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown. Waterbury's okay. 84 and 8. 84 eastbound. An accident out in looks like it's right on the Danbury-Newtown line between 8 and 9 on the eastbound side of 84. So you've got delays back to 8 behind that. Also some road work slowing you down southbound Parkway between 59 and 58 as you move down into Orange. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Thank you, Mark. It is 5:50 on this Thursday morning. Today, sun mixing with clouds in the 70s. Tomorrow, it's still going to warm up. Mostly sunny in the low 80s. That sounds fantastic. Saturday, mostly sunny, mid-80s. Sunday, partly sunny. Late shower, thunderstorm possible in the 80s. So the weekend looks pretty good. And then there's sort of like warmer temperatures and chance for rain on both Monday and Tuesday. And so take the summer where you can. Since we have like a minute. So basically this Little League coach ripped Aaron Judge for not waving to the kids when he was in the on-deck circle. Is that essentially what he was doing? And so what happened is they played a game, the Major League Baseball played a game in Williamsport.
Yeah, it was Sunday Night Baseball, yep.
And it was, I guess it was incredible because it's this tiny stadium with big league players and it was just cool. And part of it was the players spent a lot of time with the Little League World Series participants, not just American kids either. And, you know, I don't know to what degree Judge participated. I saw a clip of him taking a question from a young girl, and I mean the truth is, could he have like waved in the under? Sure, but like some professional athletes really need to lock it in when they're about to do their jobs. And I mean, I don't love it all the time, but like when you're trying to get somebody's attention in the outfield, what if the dude gets a ball hit to him and he boots it because he's, you know, yucking it up with you? And so. And this Little League coach, and the thing is, like, Aaron Judge, by all accounts, like, he's a huge major superstar, and maybe he does. Like, I'm critical of pro athletes for not doing enough in general, but, like, I don't think Aaron Judge is the guy.
He's not the one. I'm telling you, I've seen it firsthand when I go to Yankee Stadium. He takes the time
to sign autographs. He plays catch with kids during in between innings before the inning starts. He'll throw the ball to a kid in the stands and play catch with them. He's not the one to do it. I don't know if he didn't see the kids waving, if he didn't, like, or he was just concentrated on his next at bat.
The coach says, how about turning around or waving to New York and the kids that think you're a hero? They're the ones who pay your salary. Like, that's an old argument. And I don't know. And then right below it is a picture of Aaron Judge taking a picture with, like, six kids.
Right. And they were on the bus together, and they took the time to talk to a lot of the kids that day and leading up to that day. And I think this is just...
He won the Roberto Clemente Award in 2023.
Pretty baseless, like, honestly.
I just think that, like, and usually, like, I'm more inclined to be on the side of the fan than the athlete.
Yeah.
But this guy is just a clown. And like I said... The major leaguers went there. They did a whole bunch of stuff, like, because they didn't sit back and, like, eat French fries with the kids all day long or something. Like,
right.
Give me a break.
Honestly, and with Judge, too, I think that's not only not him. I think he's also rubbed off on his teammates. You see Juan Soto and you see, you know, even Anthony Volpe and Alex Verdugo now, like, interacting with fans in the outfield when they're in the outfield
Chisholm's like my favorite guy ever.
It's like
now.
The mayor.
I love that guy. Anyway, I just think that if you read about it, just understand, like, for one of the few times, like, I'm on the major leaguer side there. Your time's 5:53.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your Social Security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Save money on your next oil change with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $10 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The real estate market is sizzling hot at an all-time high. Hi, I'm Sandy Terenzi with Mike Price from the Livian team at Keller Williams Legacy Partners. And if you're on the fence, this is absolutely the best time to sell.
That's right. Due to tight inventory, we are currently at a record-breaking high with Connecticut's median sale price now at $400,000. You don't want to miss this historic market.
Call us today at 860-855-SOLD. That's 860-855-SOLD. And ask for me, Sandy Terenzi.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Let's check in with Bob Cox and your travel forecast here, creeping up on 5:57. Hey, Bob.
Hey there, Brian. We continue to see widespread heat advisories and excessive heat warnings down in Texas. You know, it's been more than 5 years since we hit 100 degrees at Bradley, but they just roll out the 100-degree days one after another down there in Texas. Abilene, Texas, under an excessive heat warning today. They'll have sunshine and a high temperature of 111. It's not a heat index. That's the forecast high. Meanwhile, you've got a couple scattered areas of precipitation in the country today. One is out in the western states, northern Arizona into southern Utah. Monticello, Utah, which is in southeastern Utah, 47 degrees this morning. They have a flood watch, as does much of southeastern Utah and the Arizona-Utah border area. They'll be mostly cloudy with some showers, maybe a thunderstorm today. And a high of 74 degrees. In Minnesota, you also have some rain moving out of North Dakota into parts of Minnesota today, and a couple of thunderstorms as well. Brainerd, Minnesota, 63 degrees now. They'll be mostly cloudy with showers and maybe a storm later today, and a high of 74. There's a potential for a severe storm in north central Minnesota later today. Meanwhile, tropical activity in the Atlantic is nada. It is quiet out there. As far as tropical storms or cyclones go, we do have activity in the Pacific. Hurricane Gilma, now a Category 3 major hurricane, but it's not in the middle of nowhere. Currently centered 1,025 miles west-southwest of the southern tip of Baja California, with max sustained winds up to 115 miles per hour. It's moving toward the west-northwest at 6 miles per hour, so it's going to just be out over the open water for a number of days, and really no threat to anything except shipping lanes out in the Pacific. We're looking at a pretty good Thursday around here. Sunshine to start off. A few clouds mixing in later today and high temperatures in the 70s. Right now it's clear and 54 degrees at the weather station. WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. I got just two birthdays here. I think she's brilliant. Although I looked at her profile on IMDb, she hasn't been in as many things as I thought. Maybe I see the same clips over and over. Kristen Wiig, who I think Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell are the two most, I feel like, brilliant, like contemporary alums of SNL. For some reason, like Will Ferrell, when you really think all the stuff, even his cameos, like it's insane. But Kristen Wiig, how old do you think she is?
48.
Yes, 51. 51. And listen, Dua Lipa, one of my favorites. It's a good one. She's 29. His duet with Elton John. 6 o'clock.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.